Hello.
Okay, hopefully this fixes it. You were kind of cutting in a little bit at the end of the call, so. Okay,
Okay, go ahead.
so
Go ahead.
let's see. Okay, so how have you, obviously this is an ongoing problem for you. How have you solved this issue before, kind of got through the time
Well,
zone?
it only becomes a problem whenever you get a dead quarter in the cell. And that's what we've done this summer. We've had a dead quarter this summer. If it had, I had one machine order come in for about $350,000. They paid us $160,000 put it on hold. I had another one overseas. It was about $800,000 in Australia. Got her to go. First, we thought we'd lost the yard to some foreigners, and now they came by here last week. The project is still not funded. In other words, management can't cut the project loose. They got to do it. Their competitors are all done it, and they're behind the eight ball. What it is,
I see.
it's a screw. It's a screw in the cap that goes on the infant formula, and it's a sanitary issue now because people put the scoop in the container and then reach in there with dirty hands. This way, the scoop's out.
Gross.
You don't touch the powder. Okay. Infomel, all those people got it. Okay.
I
Sardines,
see, okay.
all that. Anyway, that's the kind of business we do.
I see, okay. And do you custom design all the packaging machinery per customer, per company?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Awesome. How did you get into that?
Back in 1961, Folgers Coffee was producing coffee in a 1 pound coffee can that had a what they call a lid on the top with a key, and you round the key up around the and took the cap off to get the coffee.
Oh.
And you never saw that. Like a
No,
sardine
I
can. Okay, so you're kidding.
haven't.
They were converting their machines over to a oil can, which made a 1 pound coffee can. It's just a regular same metal top like you got on all your cans, and put a plastic over cap on. That's a reclosure. You know what the closures? You get
Yeah,
a
yeah.
pound of coffee. Got that cap on. Well, my machine put that cap on. And
Oh, wow.
all the coffee companies, shortening companies, large companies, people like Daisy Brown, all these my kids. I built over 1,000 of them for 50 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And you work with a lot of big companies, right? Like Procter & Gamble
All of
and
my
Pringles
customers.
and all these other places.
That's right.
That's cool. Okay. And let's see here. And do you need all 500,000 at the same time, or what is it that you need like immediately?
I'd like to make a draw, maybe 200,000.
200,000. Okay. Okay.
Maybe
Because
250. I got
yeah.
to get my people. I can't get my people what we need right now. Okay. I got to get this period. I get this $500,000 in. I need to get there.
That's good. And the good thing is it's coming in pretty soon too, that 500,000 one.
It's going to be. Total be about over 600, but I'll only get about three quarters of it.
Yeah. And when was that coming in again? I think I might have missed that.
It's going out in about 2 or 3 weeks. It's finishing. It's in test days. It's in debugging days. Tester's coming in. We got to run about $100,000, $100,000 containers to it.
And you said 30 days.
Yeah, within 30 days. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
When they
Sounds
and
good.
we when they come when they come in and buy off on it, then we invoice and they should pay us right immediately. Don't always
Okay.
happen that way. Big companies ride you right to it.
Yeah. And I was looking at your bank statement. It looks like you don't have any. Just confirm for me. It looks like you don't have any other loans out right now. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
I.
yeah, there is a loan. There's it is a loan. They pay on it partially.
Sorry,
It's not
it's
no.
still
It's not
kind of
no
cutting.
for. It, yeah,
You're
it's
still
not no
kind of cutting
foreclosure.
out right now. Let me call you on my cell phone because you're still cutting out. I don't know if it's my phone or your phone. Let me call you.
No,
Let me try on my cell
it's me. You're loud and clear to me.
Oh, okay. I guess it's your phone then.
Yes, my phone.
Sorry, I'm gonna probably have to have you repeat a few things then. What was that line of credit? I think the line of credit you have again?
I have a building on properties, 11 acres, the building's 40,000 square feet. And it's appraised about $3.5 million. I've got $1 million loan at the bank on that building. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Part
Okay.
of part
So the
part
property.
of it. Yeah, it's private property. It's just released it from the company. This is it.
Okay. And then any capital loans, like line of credit loans with them?
With the
Like you
bank?
can
No.
draw, yeah, like you can draw
No.
money or something? No. Okay.
No. No.
Okay.
Big business has been, new business has been like our bank has been horrible for the past 8 years. The bank examiners come in and stuff has been passing for years. Here come the Obama guys in there and they just tore up.
Yeah.
See what
Yeah,
they
banks have been
perceive.
pretty bad at
They
it. Banks have been awful.
They called $2 million worth of loans I had and I paid them all off. I got him. I got Obama.
Yeah. Well,
Now
you're almost there. Almost there.
he wants to break it so he can take the credit for it that he's doing. Now
Yeah.
she's coming here. She's coming in here going to continue off the thing. She's going to put him in another.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it turns around. So, at least the economy has been a little bit better since, like 8 years ago. Well, that's at least there's a little plus side there,
No,
but in general, it's not that great.
yeah, and you're right. When he got nominated, they stopped. And then in 13, when he came back again, had the worst year ever had. The business was off 60%. We couldn't sell nothing, and that's when the bank called.
Yeah.
I had other assets and I wouldn't.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay. Cool. So it looks like also I see here they have a UCC filing with Phoenix Funding Group, like 2 years ago. Do you remember that?
We bought machinery from leasing companies.
Oh, okay. It was like a equipment loan then.
Yeah, I bought a lathe and a mill a couple of years ago, and then I bought another mill, and then I bought another mill. So I bought, and then, yeah, I bought about 4 pieces of equipment.
I see, okay. And is that paid off now, or are you still paying on that?
I don't know.
Paid off?
I don't know how. They're usually 36 months before. What's the date?
Oh,
So,
I see.
is it on the books right now?
I just see a UCC filing, and that's really
Okay,
how we
yeah, there.
pre-approve you
Right. Well, there,
because.
yes. Yeah, there's about, I got about 4 machines in. Yeah, at least 4 machines
I see. Okay, cool. And is
in.
that
Yeah,
like a monthly
no.
payment?
Ma'am? Yeah,
I
about
said
much.
monthly. Okay, cool. Okay, sounds good. And just want to make sure that we're all on the same page as how our program works. The Sam kind of went over go over the program with you and how to structure things like that.
No, he won't ever tell me. That's been the problem. I've asked for that. We got to see your numbers first, so that's all I know is you. All I know is you got my number.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me either because I'm just doing the quality control before I push the file through, but I just want to make sure that we're on the same page
Well,
as far
y'all
as how
got
the structure is.
yeah, y'all got multiple programs like that.
Yeah. So yeah, we do got a whole bunch of different programs. So the general how it works for our capital loans, how it works is basically once, let's just say for example, I approve you for the 50,000, you agree to the terms, you sign the paperwork. We deposit the money directly into your account, okay? And then from there, we do an automatic payment. It's a easy automatic ACH from your account. And there's three different payment plans that we have available. We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments, okay? For first time borrow.
I want my monthly payments. Any
Sorry, what
reason?
was that?
I'm paying it off. I don't want any strict payment time. Okay.
Sorry,
So,
you're a little cutting off a little bit there again.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. I get the phone.
No worries.
Yeah. Anyway, I want a straight out loan with interest on it, and I'll pay it off over a five-year period. I can start drawing on it, and you can. I don't want no dropout account because I can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
I got cash flow problems. All of a sudden, you yank it out, and all my checks, and I ain't got enough checks.
No, yeah, we don't yank it out all at one time or anything like that. We do it in like small incremental payments. I know I see in the notes here that you prefer something of a longer term. Can I ask you, you know, why you want a longer term? Since it looks like you get your payments, your receivables, like in the next, you know, within a few months or like half a year or something like that. Sorry, you're cutting out again.
I think I'm looking. I have to guess the future, but it's what I'm worried about. I don't know what business is going to do.
Yeah.
After the first of the year. I may need it. And I may not need it. Okay.
Right.
Right now, I need some money temporary here to get,
yep.
you know, get stuff paid up.
Exactly.
The doors open, finish this up.
Right.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so how it is basically, from the sound of it, you know, as an underwriter, hearing about how the business is structured for you, a long-term, like 3 or 5 years or whatever, it doesn't seem like it's a good idea for you just because the longer you take the loan out, the more interest you're paying back in total.
I know that.
Right, exactly. So since it sounds like your receivables come in within the few months or whatever like that, and it also it sounds like you can probably pay it off in a short term, and that way you can, you know, just, you know, finish this project out, get us paid, get yourself paid, and then move on to the next. And then once you pay off the loan, you can get more money from us. So if you take it out for 5 years, you're not going to be able to get money from additional capital from us until 3 years into the term. Whereas if you take, let's just say for example, you take like a 6 month term, you're able to get more money from us in 3 months. So then, you know, as you run into these cash flow problems a few times in a year, we're able to give you that that capital to get over that hump.
Okay, write it all down and send it to me, and send it to R. Crane.
That's R-C-R-A, Crane.
That's who sent you the paperwork. You have her address there.
Yeah.
Arcane@dellpackaging.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want me to just send like that information that I just told you about the short term?
Yeah, you give me the option. You put down all the options, all the terms, all the interest rate, all that, and then we'll get back with you and tell you, we may want to do it for 3 years, okay?
Right.
A better deal.
Right, exactly. I will, yeah, once I get this file over to the credit department and they run the numbers, we'll give you a call back to go over the term with you. But I just want to explain how it works and how it would benefit you in the term length. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll get you the numbers. We'll probably have the numbers for you to look at probably tomorrow. Either myself or another underwriter will reach out to you to go over all of that. Let's see here. Let me see what else.
Go ahead and tell me what the proposed deal is. It's not my bad.
Sorry, what was that? Sorry, is that send what?
Send me the options so we can look at it and get back with you on what we negotiate
mm-hmm.
to do. Okay.
Yeah, I will. I'll get those numbers and then I haven't run the numbers yet.
That needs to be done now. Okay, it's time to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna push. Yeah, I'm pushing the file through, and then we're going to get those numbers for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No problem. And then if you have any questions in between now and tomorrow, you feel free to reach out to Sam, and he'll answer any questions you have, okay?
What's Sam's last name?
It's kind of complicated and long. It's Wildarski.
Okay. I guess she's got it. Robin's got it anyway. She's got the
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's why I say I've just turned her. She's my bookkeeper, and I just turned everything over to her. Okay.
I see. So she handles all of that.
Yeah, she handles all.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then I got the cash receivable lady there, so they all mm-hmm. answer to my son. And so
mm-hmm.
When he's out, I'm in the driver's
seat. Mm-hmm. All righty then. I think I have, I have everything I need, so I'm going to move the file along, okay?
Bye.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.